At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Texas mother, and this is a fun, you know, stand by your child, help them through the thick and thin stories. The one that you really feel good about. Like this is a stand-up mom who's there for her kids. And she is, just in a really dark sort of way. It's a messed up one. Carol Hughes with me today to discuss this one. Without giving much away, when you found this, what were your thoughts?
You know, I am definitely a person who be who you are, live your own life. But when I saw the picture of her, I was kind of like, that does seem like the mom who would be accused of this.
Kind of does. This is
she just doesn't look like she's going to win Mom of the Year award. That said, I'm like, you could tat yourself up all day long. I don't care what color your hair is or anything like that.
Yeah.
It just, when you think of the picture in your head, what this mom might look like, I wasn't surprised.
I'm not even going to show it yet. I'll put it up behind me in a moment. I'm going to get into the story and let everybody just kind of let their minds kind of conjure up what they think this woman looks like. And we'll see how close you are. And,
yes.
And Carol has given you some hints too. So, you know, that's there. So use that wisely as we play the game. What does this mom look like? And if you're listening to us, well, you know, check out our YouTube channel. Then you can see the answer to that question. So let's get into the story here. Texas mother accused of actively helping her 13-year-old son plan a mass shooting at his middle school. Yep, mom helped. Thank God they didn't get to doing it. Telling police she supported his violent expressions.
Like, I can't even wrap my brain around that. You know, I would support my kid in his artistic endeavors. Like, he loves art. He loves anything, baseball, football, whatever it is your kid loves. You know, you have a kid.
Yeah.
You want to support your kid. This is not what you should be supporting your kid in.
No, not one of those things at all.
This is when you need to call in help. You need counseling. You need reinforcements. You need someone to help you with this child.
Yeah. According to the police affidavit, 33-year-old Ashley Pardo was arrested Monday after authorities were alerted to threats allegedly made by her son, who police say had a fascination with past mass shooters. The report states the boy's grandmother contacted the San Antonio Police Department's behavioral threat team after discovering a loaded rifle and pistol magazines in their shared room. So she's in the same room as grandma, or he's in the same room as grandma?
I think he was staying with grandma.
Okay. The grandmother also told police that before Pardo picked the boy up from school that day, he had told her he was going to be famous and referenced 14 words, a known white supremacist slogan. The grandmother also reportedly found an improvised explosive device in the boy's room, labeled with a name, implying it was meant to target someone. Additional white supremacist materials were discovered as well. The affidavit revealed that the grandmother once caught the boy striking a live bullet with a hammer. When questioned, he said his mother had given him the bullet. Mom. Authorities first became aware of the boy in January after he was caught making concerning drawings of Rhodes Middle School, including a muzzle flash and a labeled suicide route. Yeah, there might be time to start looking at the kid and maybe not letting him go back to school ever.
Not good. Not good.
In April, he was suspended for researching the 2019 New Zealand mosque shootings and a school-issued laptop. Following these incidents, he was placed in an alternative school. Oh, well, that's great. And go kill the kids there. And began living with his grandmother. Rhodes Middle School developed a security plan in preparation for his possible return. When questioned, Pardo reportedly showed no concern over her son's violent obsessions and had allegedly expressed support for his disturbing drawings to school staff. She admitted to detectives she had had purchased him tactical gear and ammunition in exchange for babysitting his siblings. So there's more these
Aunt
poor
rat,
spawns yeah. out there of this monster. The affidavit stated Pardo's refusal to see her son's concerning behavior and her assistance in gathering items for him that have been found to have been used in other acts of mass targeted violence. It's our belief she's facilitating her son's desire to carry out his threats. Rhodes Middle School confirmed in a letter to families that the boy has been detained and charged with terrorism. Pardo was charged with aiding in the commission of terrorism. She was taken into custody Monday, posted a $75,000 bond, and was released under full-time house arrest with GPS monitoring. Judge also barred her from having any contact with her son, who remains in custody at the Bexar County Juvenile Detention Facility. Her next court hearing is scheduled for July 17th. Those are the two people where it's like, if they're out for a drive and they get nailed by a train, you're like, oh, the world's a better place.
You know, I could see a parent coming across, like the grandmother who discovered all this stuff, and the grandma did the right thing. I could see you even being in denial or telling yourself you're not really seeing what you're seeing. I could almost see that. I've never been in this situation. It would be really alarming.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't go, you know what, honey? If you babysit the kids, your siblings, I will buy you that tactical gear you want. You know, I am going to get you what you need to carry out this mass shooting. So, you know, watch the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wrap my brain around that. You know,
it's a very broken brain.
And does she just think that the kid, this isn't reality? Or I obviously I don't have words for that. I just don't get it.
She's just as disturbed as he is. She has zero empathy. That's how he has zero empathy.
Yeah.
She's been brought up by a mad woman. And, you know, grandma happens to be the most qualified person in the bunch. I mean, the fact that he's building these bombs in grandma's house and has all these weapons and grandma's like, oh, that's great. I mean, that doesn't necessarily, I'm glad she went to the authorities, but for the love of God, why are you allowing him to like have a fucking arsenal in your house?
Well, I'm wondering if grandma just didn't know.
I think grandma's like part of the problem.
Bringing this stuff into the house, and maybe grandma doesn't know. And then when she saw what alarmed her, and then she starts looking in his room and discovering other things.
Yeah, and he's in a juvenile detention facility, meaning he's a juvenile. So grandma, what that means is you have to check on your juveniles. They don't have privacy when it comes to shit like this. And you can go and check in their room. There's nothing wrong with that. Clearly, you didn't do very well with the child number one. And this is, you know, the spawn of that. So, okay. Anybody want to take a guess here at what she looks like? Here we go. We're going to bring her up on the screen in back of me. This is Mom. There we go. Hi, Mom. And she looks, I mean, I got to blow this up better so you have a better view of Mom.
And I'm all about self-expression. You know, do what you want to do.
Yeah, but I mean, tat your face up with teardrops and have purple hair. Have the giant fake eyelashes. I don't know what the hell she did to make her eyebrows look like that, but I love the 1992 tattooed on her neck. That's nice. If you'd like to be unemployed and looked at as, you know, kind of a deviant for the rest of your life, go for your self-expression. It's insane. This is not a healthy person who's doing this to themselves. This is not. But there you go. That's Mom.
And what do you think about them charging her? Because I'm all, yes. I'm 100% for this.
Oh, she's another time bomb waiting to happen. I mean, she'll kill people, whether inadvertently or inadvertently in her life, if she hasn't already. I mean, she's got the teardrops rocking, so.
Because it just seems to me like this kid had every intention of doing something horrific at his school.
If that's Mom, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. You know, it's just, and it makes me sad because, you know, I wonder, you know, my guess is he hasn't had a lot of great parenting in his life.
You think?
That's just a guess I have. But, it's like, if she's enabling him, she bought him tactical gear in exchange for babysitting his siblings.
To me, it's like,
no, you don't get to do that shit. You need to go sit in prison. And the other siblings need to be in a home where they can be nurtured and hopefully they don't fall into the same thing.
She should be euthanized. What good do we have of this person that is going to, we don't need another person to work the drive-through. There's plenty of folks for that. That's probably about what she's qualified, maybe.
She doesn't even care. It's
exactly.
Like,
that's why she should just be put down.
You know, like other people's children don't seem to matter to her.
I don't think her matters to her. I don't think she cares a whole lot for herself, judging by how she looks.
Or she cares all about herself.
Hates herself.
She was arrested.
Yeah. There's broken brains going on here. Yeah, I'm glad she's arrested. I'm glad he's arrested. I don't think there's a lot of hope for either of them in any way, shape, or form. The best thing that can happen, those other kids that apparently she's produced, the best thing is that they have nothing to do with, I think, any of their biological family probably ever again. And hopefully they can get into a place and get some people that will show them a healthy life. Otherwise, this is, yeah.
I hope so. I really do hope so.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be prison for them all.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I'm Alastair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Nish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from Pod Save the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, it's very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.